In Jesus' name we come. And Lord, thank you. Lord, we do. We want to be with you. Lord, we'd love to take flight this morning to be with you, to meet you in the air, Lord God. Thank you. Lord, thank you that we're expecting an appearing, Lord God. And at that moment of that appearing, we shall be like him. Oh, in the fullness and the measure and the stature of him under that perfect man. Lord God, thank you. And your encouragement, Lord, is just overwhelming. But Lord, it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. And Lord, let that song just play through that life that lives in us. God, yes, it does not yet appear what it shall be, but we know, we know, we know when you appear, we shall be like you. And Lord, we do expect that. God, grow us up some more today. Thank you for another day to grow more up in you. Thank you for another day to be loving your appearing. And even so, come, Lord Jesus, we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You'd open your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 30. And today we're going to be encouraging ourselves in the Lord. That's something, isn't it? Encouraging and encouraging ourselves in the Lord. We need a lot of encouragement. And I'll tell you what, no one could encourage himself in the Lord like precious David. And we're at a portion of scripture where he uses those specific words as God touches his heart in the word of God through his life. And at this moment, David has experienced complete loss. I mean total loss, complete loss. Everything is gone. He has just returned from battle. Been believing God, such great victory, all these different things. And what had happened was the enemy had come in underwear while they were gone, and they burnt the city to the ground. They completely destroyed everything. All they had was literally the clothes on their back. They took the livestock, they took everything of value, but most importantly, they had taken all the people. They took their wives and they took their children. It says in this passage as well, too, it says that David wept until he had no more tears to shed. Isn't that something? David let his feelings, his emotions be made known to God. I thank God he was a man, but he was a man after God's own heart. It says here also that the people turned on David at this time. They wanted to stone him. It didn't matter what had happened. It was what they were looking at right then. But here in verse 6 of 1 Samuel 30 is David's response. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Oh my. I want to read just a little bit further. And it said, and David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. Now, if you know anything about David's life, man, when he calls for the ephod, you know something great's going to happen. It all started, praise the Lord, when he had that ephod dancing, praise God, as the ark came in, hallelujah. And how joyous he was, praise the Lord. His wife despised him, but oh, how joyous it was to God. And it says, and Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David, and David inquired at the Lord, saying. And I'll stop right there because that was David's life. That ephod spoke of going to the presence of the Lord. It spoke of going to him in expectation and joy. Didn't matter what was going on. It was always to inquire from the Lord. It was always to inquire, Lord, what will it be? What will you have? Psalm 43:5, it is thought that this psalm was written basically at this time. And here's what David says in the fifth verse. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God. You ever had that conversation? Huh? Come on. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. Shape up, Jesse. For I shall yet praise him. There's that praise. There's the praise. You begin to encourage yourself in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank him for this. Hallelujah. Thank him for that life that praises God. For yet shall I praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. It continues all the way through, and I love how it sums it up in Psalm 138, verse 3. In the day when I cried, thou answered me, and strengthened me with strength in my soul. Praise the Lord. I thank God for this. I thank God for this encouragement. I thank God for those, praise the Lord, whose faith I've marked. Whose faith I've marked by God's grace. As the Word of God says, follow Paul as he followed Christ. Well, let me tell you one thing about following Paul. Paul marked David's faith. Paul marked David's revelation of mercy, his love for God, his expectation, praise the Lord. Don't ever think we grow too big for our britches. Let me tell you something. Paul was always thanking the Lord God for the great cloud of witness. Those full overcomers of the Old Testament, they witness to us if we're paying attention. And I thank the Lord, what a witness it is. How encouraging that David here, encouraging us in the Lord, he drew upon every experience in his life. He knew absolutely, unequivocally, that God would never leave him and God would never forsake him. God never brought him to a place of defeat. God always brought him to a place, honey, I'm going to give you more. Wait upon me. Trust me. Believe me. Expect from me. And brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what, men and women who are after the Lord, God's own heart, encourage themselves in the Lord. I'm amongst people today. I believe. You know, you believe, and you rejoice, brothers and sisters, in the never-ending faithfulness of God to your life. Amen? Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter where you're at, whether you're on the mountain, whether you're in the valley of the shadow of death, whether you have just gone through the greatest victory or whether you have gone through the greatest failure you've ever gone through in your life. You know one thing has never changed. Nothing will separate you from the love of God. You are in his hand, our precious Savior. The Savior's hand is in the Father's hand. And no man can pluck them out of my hand. And I thank God for this. Oh, blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. And it is. It's the divine life that we have in Christ. It's because of the grace of God that is with me. Hallelujah. I know that I'm favored of God because I'm born of God. I know I have all of the attention of heaven because now I am a son of God. Thank you, Lord. Now, do you see how important it is, brothers and sisters, how important it is to know the Word of God? Aren't you thankful that you know the Word of God? Aren't you thankful for a place? It's not to magnify me or any pastor, any teacher in this place, but to magnify the faithfulness of God and the beauty of the Word of God. Aren't you thankful we come in here for one thing? Your kids come into these classes for one thing, to know the Word of God. And it doesn't have to be in some enticing way and fanfare and some smoke and mirrors. You just give them the Word of God. God will make it dear to them. God will make it real to them. God will make it a joy to them. God will make it even a fun thing for them. I appreciate, brother, you're not going to come no more because I keep looking at you. But your little sweetheart, she said, I want to live here. Do you know what that does to my heart? Praise be to God, these kids coming in here and they say, I want to live. How many kids coming to church, they want to get out of church? Praise be to God, they know the love of Christ. They know what's here. And it's because of the word of his grace. And we don't bring them in here to entertain them. You bring in here, and let me tell you something, you got to train them up fast. Saturate them in the word of God. Quit fearing what's out there. Begin to live the power of what's in here. Understand, if he be for me, who could be against me? These sweethearts, you know how God's for you. I used to feel bad about how God was for me, how much he was. Oh, man, the way I live. Ugh. He said, quit doing that. Knock it off. I just love you. Get over yourself and let's have a good time. Hallelujah. Now, there we go. I think somebody's happy to hear the word of God. Now, knowing our Bibles is vital. And it's vital that the word of God bubbles over in our lives. It's not knowing it cerebrally. It's a happy thing. It's a pouring over. That's why it said, my cup runneth over. He was just so thankful for the abundance of the word of God. That word was spoken. That word was given. Everybody could have it and receive it. But there was something about the cup. Praise God. The cup that God gave to David. It just bubbled over. The cup that God gave to you. The cup that God gives to every single one of his children. You know, it's a bubbling over cup. But what you seeing with it? When you go to this word of God, does it bubble over for you or does it just work for her or him or whatever? Oh, God, help us. We're not just children of the king. We're sons of God. Sons of God. Sons of God. Come on. Just think how you might feel if you were some famous person's child or whatever it was. And maybe you thought, well, if I was just born into that family or that. You're born of God. God is Abba Father to us. He's our dad. Man, we had a dad. Johnny, we have a dad, don't we? Praise God, sis. We've got God the Father. And we go to him, and we go to him abundantly in expectation. I never go to him in fear. I know that word. I know how I'm accepted in the beloved. I know how I am adored, no matter what I've done. Praise God, he's always waiting for my fellowship. He abides, and he abides faithful. And he's got a robe, and he's got a ring, and he's got a feast, and he's got a whole host waiting for me too. And most importantly, praise be to God, he's got a big hug and a big kiss. And that's our Father always. You don't get right to come home. You come home and you go in and he loves you. And that grace, let it just embrace you. That's what will change your life. That's what will give you a desire, praise God, to hear him and hear him more. That's encouraging yourself in the Lord. That's the love of Christ. That's where it all begins. It's not just memorizing things, brothers and sisters. It's the Holy Ghost quickening these things in our life. And it's true. How many verses I forgot, but how the Holy Ghost brings them back. Oh, and I'm walking in them, and I'm singing in them, and I'm battling in them. Every single moment. Do you know the life that you live, Bob? Do you know the life you live is by the faith of the Son of God who loved you and gave himself for you? Think about what that says. The life that I now live. Hey, Christians, here we go. The life that we now live, we live by the faith of the Son of God. And we know how faith comes, don't we? Because we know that word. It's not by singing a bunch of choruses until you get hypnotized. That's not faith. That's not faith at all. It's not just standing there holding your hands up and all of this. That's not faith. Faith comes one way. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's how faith comes. And when that faith comes and that love of the Holy Ghost hits it, I'll tell you what, you become illuminated. You're on fire. It's no reflection thing. It's internal. And praise be to God, that's when the encouraging begins to happen. And just like David, it doesn't matter if anybody's going with me. Because me and my God were it. Praise the Lord. And this is how it works. And this is this encouragement by the grace of God that we would respond to every event in our life in the Word of God. See, that's the very core of the full overcomer in Christ. It doesn't mean that we don't fail. We're going to fail. That's the part of the path of the full overcomer. But it's how you respond. It's how you respond. And it doesn't mean that you don't go back and even make the same mistake. We all do. There's a thorn, praise God, that God's faithful to give you. Brother prayed. He's thanking him. You are thanking him, Mark. You wouldn't be here without those thorns. And you know it. You wouldn't be the man of God you are today. You would have missed it all. And you thank him. You thank him richly. Do you thank him for your infirmities? And I'm talking about all your infirmities. Do you thank him? This isn't being compliant and being rebellious. This isn't being compliant and going out and sinning willfully that grace may abound. But I will tell you, if you don't know this about yourself already, you've got problems. You've got issues and you're a mess. And you better understand that. You better know it really good. Because I'll tell you what, you will miss the greatest, wondrous enlightenment of all times. He gives the riches of his glory upon his vessels of mercy. And if you don't think you need mercy 24/7 and even more than that, let me tell you something. You'll be standing with a palm. You'll be waving at those that know that it's nothing but mercy. And that's the truth. And I thank God that's the very power of Christ. Hallelujah. That's who he dotes upon. That's the glory that it's upon. It's about the weak. It's about the despised. It's about that lowly. Those are the ones, praise God, that sing his praises, that magnify him, that know of my life there is no good thing. There is no goodness. There is no thought of God. But God, who is rich in mercy, isn't that amazing? In his great love, wherewith he loved us, because of that mercy, praise be to God, even when we were dead in sin, dead in sin, dead in sin, he saved us. Now, it doesn't matter what comes, does it? It doesn't. By the grace of God, I'm with people. You may not feel it. And that's good. Because by the grace of God, he lets it be known. You're here today. You're here today. See, it wasn't about you. It's about his word. See, think about that. I'm with people that are buoyant. I was thinking about these little, amazing how God just, again, reveals himself, shows himself to us in different ways. I don't know if you've ever seen those things. They're called sea ducks. Like a little duck, but the duck's out on the sea. They've always amazed me. And I love the ocean. And I love going out there and seeing it. And those sea ducks are everywhere. And those ducks, they get out on those big old waves. And they get hit by these giant waves. I mean, it just looks like that was a dumb duck. And that duck ain't coming up. It's over. And he's gone. That wave just passes by and little shake, back up. Can I have another? I mean, it's just amazing to me how the Lord does that. And I saw that little duck, and I remember that one time seeing that duck. And I said, oh, God, I felt like I've been so down, but I can't get down. I keep coming up. I keep popping up, praise God. I don't know if I've gotten to the point, can I have another? But I've seen some things. They show some of that underwater stuff. Let me tell you something. That duck don't miss all the tumbling and stuff. It tumbles. It gets shunned around. But I tell you what, I think it loves the ride. But see, that's the more than a conqueror. That's the more than a conqueror. You know you're coming up. You know you're coming up. Oh, the Word of God says the way of escape's already been made. Amen. Come on now, that means I'm always coming up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I know it's not in my mind power. It's not in my will power. It's in his all-powerful mind. And here is his mind. This is his mind. This is all that the Lord thinks about is this word. Because that's who he is. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Do you think Jesus Christ, praise God, overcame? Matter of fact, he really overcame, didn't he? He said, you're going to have trouble in the world. But he said, you know, don't worry about it. I've overcome it. Praise God. Well, I like that mind. And matter of fact, that's the mind that he's given us because it's the life that he's given us, isn't it? Thank you, Jesus. See, it's a life of a fully conquering, praise God, Son of God. Why don't we apply it then in every moment? How about letting the Word of God respond? Instead of waiting for the Word of God to respond. And I do that, and you do that too. You know, I go into Jesse mode, and that's going to just get me more deeper in trouble. It's just going to do stuff. And I see my poor wife just looking at, why are we doing this again? Well, I was there with you yesterday, so you just hang out over there, you know. But it's the truth. Why?
And then you kind of cease from your own work, you know, you're just making a big mess of stuff. And I do that. That's my name, Jesse, Messy Jesse, and she'll let you know that. I try hard, but see, my trying ain't going to get it done. It just doesn't. I want to trust Jesus. And I love David. It didn't matter what it was, that grace of God that was with him. You know, even from the very beginning, when he was appointed king, I love this, how he encouraged himself in the Lord. You know the very first thing he did? He becomes King Saul's armor bearer. So think of this. He's just anointed king by Samuel. He's told that he's going to be king of Israel. He knows what's coming. But the very first thing he does is he goes and becomes the armor bearer for King Saul. David encouraged himself to wait on the Lord. You need to encourage yourself to wait on the Lord. Promotion comes from the Lord. David knew that God would promote him. David knew that what God had told him, God would bring forth. You know, that's a pattern in the full overcomers, the ones that encourage themselves in the Lord. Amen? David knew that he was going to be king. God told him that he would be king. And you know what happened to David? He became king. You know what the Lord has told us? That we will, by his grace, rule and reign together with him. He's told you that he's put a crown in your hand. And he said to hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. So do you think we can wait on the Lord, praise God, for our ruling and reigning, just like David waited upon his ruling and reigning? Amen? Can we submit to that? Whatever occupation that the Lord has us to have, can we thankfully and joyfully take that? Can't we be as a Joseph, knowing that as the Lord gave me these dreams, my brother's going to come down here and they're going to bow down before me and, you know, they're not happy about it. My dad even scolded me about it, but it didn't matter. My sweet dad, my brothers and all that, it's what God said. It's what God said. And so you think about this with people, even in their families and growing up. And I thank God for however Christ is preached. But I appreciate the word of God. We have the whole counsel of God. And it's not just limited here. It could be everywhere, but people don't want it. God will meet you with that faith. He'll meet you with the word of God that you'll receive. That's why you're here. I will tell you that right now. And that's the word of God. God, he foreknew this. He foreknew your heart. He knew what you would receive. That's why you're hearing the bridal message. Don't think that it's not for you. The Lord's having you hear this message. This is yours. Amen, it is. Just as divine as David being appointed out from all of his brothers, coming forth to Samuel and saying specifically, David, you're going to be king. What is the word of God saying to you specifically? Praise be to God. What do you think the word of God is? Press toward the mark for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. And are we confident and sure that the Lord, who has begun that good work, will perform it? Do we believe that? Hallelujah. Do you think David doubted? I'm sure there could have been times, but he knew. He knew. And you had this prophet anointing him. Think about the Holy Ghost anointing our lives. Think about the oil that's been poured forth. Think about the word and the encouragement that we're hearing again today of what and who we are in Christ. Do I need a prophet to tell me, or do I need the word of God to tell me? Listen, hear, praise be to God. It's right there for us. And I thank the Lord. It is. It's the lowest hanging fruit you could ever have. It's just right there. Believe the Lord. Take it. Take it. Take it. It's already been given. Just enjoy what he's given to you. But see, this was David. It didn't matter, brothers and sisters. You go on to Samuel 17. David sees his brethren. This is shortly after this experience. He sees his brethren in complete fear over a giant named Goliath. He tries to stir them up. He tried. But you know what happened? No one received it. They scolded him again for it, didn't it? But see, that's the mark of the full overcomer. It doesn't matter. He's not looking for everybody to agree with him. He's not ashamed of the word of God. He's not ashamed of the joy of the Lord. He's not ashamed of what God has shown him in his life. And so what happens is David, it didn't let it stop him at all. David encourages himself in the Lord. Just like everything else in David's life, it was always that way. It never veered off that path. I love what he said to Goliath. Who are you, you uncircumcised Philistine? That was David's whole life. Do you understand the uncircumcised Philistine is unbelief? That's just unbelief. Run at it. It's okay. You know what? Get your slingshot. He's put it there. Run at it. You're having a hard time believing God for something? Run at it. I come at you in the name of the Lord God of hosts. By the grace of God, I come in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Where are we? Is not our God the same yesterday, today, and forever? Did he not part seas? Did he not have enemies fight and kill themselves internally? The water from a rock? Oh, well, we need to pay, you know, our taxes. I put the coin in the fish's mouth. The meal in a cupboard, come on. It didn't matter. It's God. Encourage yourself in him. Thank him for it. Believe him for these things. But you know what? I'll tell you what. It even got deeper. You know, God gives us joy, but God takes us on. And God's going to continue to try. He loves that faith that's tried in the fire. And he brought David on to a place that it got deeper. Here came a Bathsheba. People say, oh man, you know, David wasn't looking for that. Well, maybe David was. Probably something I shouldn't even think about. It really didn't even matter. It mattered to God. Because whether God had to show David what was in David. I'm so thankful I know what's in my flesh. It's everything that was in David's flesh. Everything that was in Rahab's flesh. Everything that was in Jacob's flesh. Because it's all the same flesh. And but for God, there go I. Amen. I don't see no rocks in this place. Better not be. Better not be. Salve. Ye that are spiritual, restore. Pray. Believe God. Thank the Lord. But see, here came Bathsheba. Here came failure. Here came murder. But yet he knew the greatest strength of his entire life. And he encourages himself in the mercy of the Lord. The sixth verse in the Shepherd's Psalm. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. It didn't say it would come someday in my life. It would just follow me all the days of my life. And I love following me. Mercy is just following me. So I'm walking along. Oh, man. Oh, thank you, mercy. Oh, man. Thank you, mercy. David knew and stood upon the great love. David knew and grew in the fullness of the strength for full encouragement. I want to read one last psalm before we depart today. Psalm 18. I think this maybe encapsulates everything of how we encourage ourselves in the Lord for what we know in Christ, brethren. In Psalm 18:50, it says, great deliverance, great deliverance, great deliverance giveth he to his king and showeth mercy to his anointed. Great deliverance he gives to his king. That means his king gets in trouble. He shows mercy to his anointed. That means his anointed don't always do that which is right. Amen. Amen. So, listen to this, king. Listen to this, kings. He delivers you. And listen to this, God's anointed. He giveth you mercy. Amen. This is it. This is what this is. Brethren, encourage yourself today. Encourage. You have this gospel. It's time to encourage. Be strengthened by the power of his might in it. You're chosen. You're favored. Amen. You're it. David let that trust and confidence in the Lord. It was the security always in the valley of the shadow of death. Always. It was on the mountaintop. It was everywhere. Anywhere. And I'll tell you what. It doesn't matter. You might be in a situation. And you might have your familiar friends and say, oh man, it's over. You might even for a moment say, oh man, I think I'm done this time. Just look up. See who's with you. See, oh mercy and surely goodness, they're behind me. And the Lord set before me. And I'll tell you what, you just stepped into the gold mine that I never want to leave. I'm encouraging myself in the Lord. Amen. We just believe God. Praise the Lord. He before me, who could be against me? What shall I fear? What man can do unto me? Come on. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. You can't encourage yourself any more than that. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and give you the praise in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you that you have given freely and fully all things to us. Because, Father, you gave us your Son. And Lord, thank you for this plan of God that the very life of your Son lives in us. We thank you that it's no longer I that live, but it's Christ that liveth in me. And Lord, it is that life, praise God, that has all the full assurance of faith and believing. Lord, help us to be quick to believe that. That now are we the sons of God. Quit looking to what things appear. Begin to live the knowing. As the sons, we're heirs. And as we grow in that heirship, we can grow even into joint heirs together with Jesus Christ. We thank you for the blessed assurance. We thank you, Lord, that we can and have the power of your might to encourage ourselves in the Lord always. Lord, encourage my brethren. Encourage me. Lord, let us encourage ourselves in the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.